This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Well, I wish you all a good morning. Thank you for those of you that are here, and I'm glad to see all of the masks that are on today. I would also ask that if you're testifying today that you keep your mask on. Now, I'm hard of hearing sometimes, so I might ask you to repeat yourself. These masks really mess me up. I also want to welcome all of those that are listening on the Internet. Thank you for participating. And if you wish to testify today and you're here, please sign in at the rostrum. Otherwise, for those of you that are on the Internet, you can send an email to senatehealth@sdlegislature.gov. senatehealth@sdlegislature.gov. With that, we have a page who's already working really hard running around the room. But would you like to come up and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself, and thank you for your help so far today?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank everyone for the opportunity to be here. It's been a really great 2 weeks, and I've had a lot of fun and learned a lot. So my name is Trinity Peterson, once again. I'm from Willow Lake, South Dakota, and I participate in FFA there. I'm a senior. And next year I'm planning to go to SDSU, major in political science, possibly a minor in psychology. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to be here.
Psychology and political science, good combination. Maybe you can figure out what in the world made us do this job, right? So that, okay. Thank you, Kennedy, for being here. All testimony which should go through the chair today, I'm kind of delaying a little bit, but I don't know that I can much longer. We're kind of sparse on members today, so it's going to take a unanimous vote on anything this morning to get things done. I don't take it as a reflection on the bills. It's probably me scaring them away. With that, Sharon, would you mind calling the roll?
Senator Curd. Duvall. Foster?
Aye.
Rush?
Present.
Smith?
He's not here.
Tobin?
Here.
Steinhauer?
Present.
We have a quorum, Chair, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. We also had a meeting previously, which means we have minutes. Senator Foster moving the minutes. And seconded by Senator Tobin. Any comments on those minutes? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. That was everybody I saw. Yep. All right. So, committee, we have a special request that I'd like to. It's not on the agenda, and it is a request by the governor's office to introduce a bill. They missed their deadline. It doesn't necessarily mean it would come to this committee if we approved the introduction of that bill. It'll go to the president pro tem and it'll be assigned as normal. I suspect it'll end up back here because the bill is dealing with telehealth. So with that, I'd need a motion to allow the governor to introduce a bill.
Motion to allow the governor to introduce a bill.
Okay, we got a motion for Senator Tobin, seconded by Senator Rush. I see his hand going up, Sharon, for that purposes. Discussion at all? All right, this is a simple voice vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. So the governor has permission to introduce another bill to the Senate. Again, I think it'll end up back in this committee. The first bill that we have up today is Senate Bill 6. It's to correct technical errors in the statutory cross-reference related to the Department of Social Services. So if there's a proponent here, please come forward and tell us a little bit about what you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, if I may. Good morning, Mr. Chairman. My name is Jeremy Lippert. I'm the legal director for the Department of Social Services. I'm appearing this morning on behalf of DSS in support of SB 6, which is a straightforward code cleanup bill. There are many outdated or incorrect cross-references in the code. During the 2020 legislative session, several bills were brought to remove incorrect cross-references throughout the code. However, state agencies had relatively little input early in that process. These bills did pass nearly unanimously last year, but were vetoed to give agencies the opportunity to review the cleanup and propose revisions. This bill will complete that process for DSS. Section 1 amends SDCL 26-6-20.8 to remove a reference to Chapter 34-12A. That chapter was previously transferred to another chapter related to nursing facility administrators. However, since our Chapter 26-6 only applies to child welfare agencies, the reference to the chapter on nursing facilities or nursing facility administrators is no longer a necessary or relevant cross-reference and should be repealed. So this bill will do that. Section 2 amends SDCL 34-23B-6 to update a reference to the definition of a safety-sensitive position. That definition was moved or superseded previously. It's now located in SDCL 3-6C-1. And so this bill would correct that reference. Again, DSS is bringing this bill to complete the process of eliminating or updating these code references. We respectfully ask for the committee's support. With that, thank you for your time, and I will stand by to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Any additional proponents for Senate Bill 6? Mark, you're not running up here. All right. Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 6? Any opponents? All right. We'll dispense with rebuttal since there wasn't any opponents, and we'll open it up to committee questions and or action.
I make a motion to pass.
Second.
Seeing no discussion on the motion, and Sharon, I apologize, I might not have had my mic on. So that was a motion by Senator Tobin of due pass on Senate Bill 6, which is an act to correct technical errors and statutory cross-references related to the Department of Social Services, seconded by Senator Rush. Seeing no discussion, I'll ask Sharon to please call the question. Those in favor say aye, opposed say nay.
Senator Curd, not there, Duval. Foster?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Smith? Tobin?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Four ayes, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Sharon. Senate Bill 6, motion to pass, due pass has succeeded, and it will move to the Senate floor. I'm going to certify that this had no dissent, and it should go on to the consent agenda in the Senate, unless there's any objections. Seeing none, that's what we're going to do. All right, Senate Bill 32, thank you, is an act to revise certain provisions regarding access critical nursing homes. Is there a proponent here to speak to that bill?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Yvette Thomas, Department of Human Services. I'm here to ask for your support of Senate Bill 32, which makes provisions to revise certain provisions regarding access critical nursing homes.
Ms. Thomas, I believe you might have an amendment. Is that correct?
We do.
And is that amendment B?
Amendment B.
Yes. As a matter of course, we typically like, if a proponent is asking an amendment to be moved, I like to move that right away so that the bill is in the form that the proponent is requesting. So if someone would like to move amendment B, I would appreciate that.
Move amendment B.
Senator Foster moves Amendment B, and Senator Tobin is seconding that motion. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of Amendment B to Senate Bill 32 say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. The motion is successful, and Senate Bill 32 is amended as requested.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 32 provides for expansion of the Access Critical Nursing Facility Reimbursement Program. This program was came about as a result of the long-term care study in 2008 and was implemented in 2011. This program provides assurance that nursing facilities services will remain available in more remote areas by offering an enhanced reimbursement process for those facilities that are designated. More importantly, it provides assurance that families can be able to choose nursing facility services that are close to their home and avoid lengthy trips to go visit their family and loved ones and friends. This expands the program from the current 9 participants to an additional 3 facilities, and it cleans up some technical issues with the bill. It updates the agency reference from the Department of Social Services to the Department of Human Services, which was reflected by my division, the Division of Long-Term Services, moving from DSS to DHS in 2017. It also clarifies subsection 3 regarding required services and replaces the use of an outdated nursing facility demand projection with more accurate actual occupancy data. So we know that nursing facility can be more expensive to deliver in small, more rural areas due to staffing concerns, delivery of goods and services to the location. So an enhanced reimbursement process helps to make sure that these services remain available close to home for families and their loved ones and friends. By expanding the number of nursing facilities deemed eligible to participate in the Access Critical Program, we ensure that nursing facility care will continue to be available in the rural areas of the state, reduces the likelihood that families will have to travel significant distances. You know, the ability to make an in-person visit or, in the current climate, a window visit without the hardship of long travel distance really helps to maintain those strong family connections that are vital to the emotional health and well-being of seniors. This bill allows for expansion of the program by 3 facilities with an associated budget request of approximately $2.5 million annually. That would be $1 million in state general funds and $1.5 million in federal funds. I ask for your support of this bill.
Thank you. Are there additional proponents for Senate Bill 32 as amended?
Well, good morning, Chairman Steinhauer, members of the committee. South Dakota Healthcare Association, my name is Mark Dayock, the executive director of that association. And we, too, support this bill, the amended version of Senate Bill 32, and would urge its passage. I think many of you are aware how critical it is to keep access to nursing facilities, particularly in some areas of our state. And this bill builds upon a program that has been very successful since 2011, as DHS alluded to. So again, we just urge its passage. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional proponents for Senate Bill 32? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 32 as amended? Seeing none, we will dispense with rebuttal and open it up for committee questions. Okay, I've got questions. Ms. Thomas, not that I'm running you through the ringer, believe me. Please reintroduce yourself.
Yvette Thomas, Department of Human Services, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. You've identified 3. Would you tell us the communities they're in, and then what's the total number? You might have mentioned that, but remind me again, the total number of access critical nursing homes that we have.
Certainly, Mr. Chair. The proposed additional facilities are in Platte, Sisseton, and Madison, South Dakota. The existing facilities are in Eureka, Gettysburg, Martin, Lemon, Miller, Phillip, Chamberlain, Hot Springs, and Britton, South Dakota. So the total would be 12 with the proposed additional 3.
Thank you. Is there only one nursing home in Sisseton? I thought there was a second in that area, but maybe only one.
If Mr. Chair.
Critical. Yeah.
Yeah, just okay. The one. So Tekakwitha.
Once again, I was mistaken. So thanks for fixing me up on that. Additional questions? Okay, one more for me. Is this in the governor's proposed budget?
Mr. Chair, it is.
Thank you. Any additional questions or action? Okay, we've got a motion by Senator Foster of DuPass, seconded by Senator Tobin, that is as amended on Senate Bill 32. Discussion on that motion? I would point out for the committee that since there's ongoing expenses here, I think we have a choice here of whether we refer this to appropriations or whether we can move it. Since it's already in the governor's budget, and even sometimes when it's not, and for those of you that might be new, we call those bleeders, meaning that we're bleeding money in the budget if we propose something that's not. And we can pass those, and then it's the will of the Senate, of course, the other chamber, and then appropriations has got to find the money. Since this is in the governor's budget, I think this motion is wholly appropriate. And so with that, all of those in favor of a do-pass motion on Senate Bill 32 as amended, which is an act to revise certain provisions regarding access critical nursing homes, would vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Sharon, would you call the roll, please?
Senator Curd, Senator Duval, Senator Foster.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Smith. Tobin.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Four ayes, Mr. Chair.
Having received four ayes, the motion to of due pass on Senate Bill 32 as amended has succeeded. It will move to the floor. I'm not going to certify unless you guys want to make a motion to... No, it's not on consent. Since there's money involved, I think it might be appropriate that there's a brief conversation about it on the floor. I'm happy to carry it unless somebody else wants to jump in.
I thought if there's money involved, you can't put it on consent.
Senator Rush, you are correct. I can't. Thank you for fixing me up on that. So I'll carry it to the floor unless somebody else wants to jump in, and I'm sure the department will keep me on the straight and narrow. All right. Is there anything else for the good of the cause, Senators? Senator Rush moves for adjournment, seconded by Senator Tobin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you all for being here and participating.